Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that's been on my mind a lot lately. It's called New Dark Age by James Bridle. Sophie, you read this one too, so I have to ask, did it freak you out as much as it freaked me out?
Hey there, Sam, good to be here. Oh, absolutely. New Dark Age is one of those books that kind of shakes you awake. I mean, the core idea is so simple and yet so unsettling. We have all this information at our fingertips, more than any generation in history, and yet we understand less and less about the world. It's like the more we know, the less we actually know.
Exactly. And Bridle's argument is that this isn't an accident. It's not like we failed somehow. It's a direct result of the systems we've built. They're so complex, so vast, that they become fundamentally incomprehensible, even to the people who created them.
Right. He starts by challenging this foundational myth of the information age, that more data automatically leads to greater understanding. And he says that's just wrong. We're generating so much data every day that no human mind could ever process it all. We're drowning in it.
And he gives this great example of the global financial system. There are algorithms moving trillions of dollars in milliseconds. Nobody understands the whole system. And when it crashes, like in 2008, even the experts don't really know why. It's become a black box.
A black box, that's the perfect metaphor. And he says this is a feature, not a bug. As systems get more complex, they get less transparent. Our ability to predict and control them just diminishes.
So he traces this loss of understanding across different areas, right? Computing, climate, AI, and politics. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and he connects it to a long history of trying to map and classify the world, you know, from the Enlightenment encyclopedists to modern statisticians. Computation seemed like the ultimate fulfillment of that dream, but it actually revealed its limits. The world isn't a problem to be solved. It's messy and complex.
The climate change example really got to me. He says even if we all accepted the science completely, we'd still have a problem of comprehension. The climate is so complex that our models can only give probabilities, not certainties. And that uncertainty gets exploited by deniers.
Right. But he goes further and says it's not just denialism. Climate change is a problem that exceeds our cognitive capacities. We're being asked to make decisions about a future we can't fully imagine, based on information we can't fully grasp.
And then there's the whole section on how our tech systems aren't neutral. They actively shape our reality. The algorithms that run our social media feeds, they're not just reflecting our interests, they're creating them.
Yes, and that leads to a fragmented public sphere. Different groups live in different information ecosystems with their own facts and their own logic. We're not even arguing about the same things anymore because we don't share a reality. That's terrifying for democracy.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. I thought, okay, but isn't AI supposed to help us understand things better? But Bridle's take on AI is that it's not some superintelligence. It's a mirror of our own limitations.
Exactly. He calls it pattern recognition on a massive scale, trained on data that's full of our biases and blind spots. So AI ends up amplifying our worst tendencies, and it's completely opaque. We can't explain how it makes decisions about loans or parole or hiring.
So we've created a new form of authority that's not accountable, not transparent, and not subject to democratic oversight. That's like the definition of a black box ruling our lives.
And Bridle draws this chilling parallel to the medieval period. The priests controlled knowledge, and everyone else was in the dark. Now the priests are the engineers and programmers, and the rest of us are just left out.
Yeah, but here's the thing, he's not a Luddite. He's not saying we should smash all the machines. He recognizes the benefits, but he says we need to rethink our relationship with technology. We need systems that are accountable and transparent, not just powerful.
Right. And he calls for a new kind of literacy, not just knowing how to use tech, but knowing how to question it and resist it when needed. That's a big ask.
And he gets into the Internet of Things. He says it's not about making our lives better. It's about extracting data from everything we do. Our homes, our bodies, our relationships. It's a dystopia of surveillance, not a utopia of convenience.
And don't forget the environmental cost. All those data centers consume massive amounts of energy. The cloud isn't ethereal. It's a physical network of servers that are contributing to climate change. Our solutions become part of the problem.
So what does Bridal suggest we do? I mean, is there any hope?
He's not offering a roadmap, but he calls for a politics that's humble and experimental. He wants to democratize technology, make it transparent and accountable. He emphasizes local knowledge and community action, and education, not just in coding, but in critical thinking and ethics.
And above all, he says we need to resist technological solutionism, the idea that every problem has a tech fix. Some problems, maybe the most important ones, need political action and social change.
Yeah. For me, the takeaway is that we need to embrace uncertainty and complexity instead of trying to eliminate them with computation. That's a hard pill to swallow, but it's so important.
I think the part that got me was when he says the new dark age isn't inevitable. It's a product of choices we've made, and we can make different choices. But first, we have to understand what we've done.
And that's what this book does. It helps us see the darkness for what it is, so we can decide if it's really the world we want to live in.
So if you're feeling that confusion and anxiety about the world, this book really names it. It's a heavy read, but a necessary one.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The new dark age is real, but so is the possibility of light. We just have to choose to see it. We'll see you in the next one.